Well, praise the Lord God Almighty. Somebody praise the Lord. Come on. God is just great. He's on the move. I'm thankful we have His Word. You know, as we've been going through these miracles in Acts, I was thinking about what a change, drastic change it was for society to believe what was being told to them, that God sent His Son, He died, and He rose again, and He seated at the right hand of the Father. And we're talking about, you know, as we get further into Acts, we get to where they're moving on Paul's journeys in Rome and other parts of the Mediterranean, and these people never even heard of this stuff, you know. The Romans worshipped Socrates and all of those, and here they're saying, no, we have God who sent His Son, and I'm going to prove it to you. Be healed in Jesus' name. That's how they proved it. Don't you remember ever doing that as a little kid? Oh, prove it. Right? Well, God proved it in a great, great way. So praise the Lord. So as we continue in the story, stories of another one, we're going to look at some other stories. But all right, so let's do a quick review from last week. We talked last week about the paralyzed man that walked after 8 years. You know, these signs and these wonders were amazing. And they were amazing for the purpose of revealing God's glory to a lost and a dying world. You can argue over whether miracles are today, but when a miracle happens, there's no more arguing. I remember hearing Richard Roberts say that years ago. This paralyzed man walked after 8 years. Peter raised him up. But what was the fruit of it? It says, all who were there turned to the Lord. That's the purpose of signs and wonders and miracles, that people would turn to the Lord. Amen? And then Tabitha, Dorcas, she was raised from the dead. And what was the fruit of it? Many believed, right? And then even the negative aspect of Herod, who was negative and prophesying against the apostles, got eaten by worms. And what was the result of that? The word of God multiplied. The scripture calls it multiply. Now, I don't know about you, and I don't know about your math, but when I add 2 and 2 is 4, and 4 and 2 is 6, and 6 and 2 is 8, and 8 and 2 is 10, that's a little slow. But if you multiply 2 times 2 is 4, 4 times 2 is 8, 8 times 2 is 16, 16 times 2 is 32, and it gets bigger, 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 faster. And see, that was the purpose of the miracles, was to multiply the Word of God. And I'm believing for a greater multiplication right now in this hour that we're in. So, also, I kind of did this just to help out some people that probably haven't heard some of this. And why are we going through the book of Acts? Why are there 28 chapters and it's just full of these stories? Well, the first thing was, these stories proved that Jesus was the Messiah. 370 prophecies approximately were fulfilled when Jesus finally was done with His ministry. Hallelujah. And that Bible prophecy was amazing. But also to reveal His authority and His power and His glory, as we're going to see in just a minute. But Luke 10:19 says this, behold, everyone say, behold, I give, now put your name in there, I give Michael, me, the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over some of the power of the enemy. All the power of the enemy. We're going to need this verse in the upcoming days and weeks and months. And some things are still going to hurt us. Nothing shall by any means hurt you. So let's put that in our pocket and make sure that's at our forefront as we move into the next season of life. So as we go to another one, we're going to look at three stories today. This story is in chapter 13, verses 6 through 12. And this is a story about a political leader. When you see the word proconsul, think of a governor, like Governor Pillow, or governor of any one of our 50 states. Okay, you ready? Here we go. Now, when they had gone through the island of Paphos and found a certain sorcerer, I'll make a comment about that in a minute, a false prophet, a Jew whose name was Bar-Jesus, who was with the proconsul, Sergius Paulus, an intelligent man. This man called for Barnabas and Saul and sought to hear the word of the Lord. He was interested. He was hungry. He wanted to hear the word of the Lord. That's why I'm thankful that my in-laws got hungry for the baptism of the Holy Spirit 40 jillion years ago, and it made such a difference. We're here because of that. Okay, verse 8. But Elymas, the sorcerer, for so his name was translated, withstood them, and seeking to turn the proconsul away from the death. God is for us, and the devil is against us. Amen? That's the way it is. Verse 9. And Saul, who also is called Paul, filled with the Holy Spirit, looked intently at him and said, I absolutely think this is hilarious. He's looking at this sorcerer, and he goes, oh, you full of all deceit and fraud, you son of the devil, you enemy of righteousness, you'll not cease perverting the straight ways of the Lord. Verse 11, and now indeed the hand of the Lord is upon you, and you shall be blind, not seeing the sun for a period of time. Boom. And immediately a dark mist fell on him, and he went around seeking someone to lead him by the hand. He got struck by blindness. Verse 12, then the proconsul believed. Then the politician believed. Can we believe that our politicians will have a revival? I want to see a revival in the political realm. And that truth would be known and that false would be torn down in Jesus' name. And when he saw all that had been done, he was astonished at the teaching of the Lord. Hallelujah. That we would be astonished at what the Lord has taught us. That's just amazing. Let's back up to verse 7. I love this. Who was with the proconsul who sought to hear the word of the Lord. You're here today. Every one of you is here today because you want to hear the word of the Lord. What else you want to go to church for besides worship, give, and all the other stuff? But we want to hear the word of the Lord. That's why I love the individual body members bringing up what they bring up, right? And the mark of revival is a strong desire to hear the word. When revival hits, people, come on, at Asbury College, they were up 24 hours a day hearing the word. And there were a lot of signs and wonders and miracles that came out of that the main news didn't share. But there's a hunger and there's a thirst for the word, you know? Hallelujah. It shouldn't be whether we have devotions. It should be how long we have them. That should be the issue. And then, of course, the devil doesn't like this. He will always oppose revival. Verse 8, Elymas, the sorcerer, for so his name was translated. Now, when I see the word sorcerer, you know what I think of? I think of the Harry Potter series, and I think, what are people doing watching that crap? What would believers have anything to do with Harry Potter? It is filthy from the devil all the way through and through. And we need to speak out against it and say, would you please pay attention? They withstood them, seeking to turn the proconsul. We know that the enemy is against us, right? As long as we have breath, the devil wants to turn us away from the faith, right? John 10:10, for the thief comes to steal, he comes to kill, and he comes to destroy. Jesus came that we might have life and have it abundantly. So we want to be aware of the enemy trying to steal from the kingdom. And then Saul, who was filled with the Holy Spirit. I mean, he just, let's read this again. This is really good. Let's look at verses 10 and 11 of Acts 13. There we go. I just don't think he was piddle-paddling around with this guy. I don't think he was, oh, you shouldn't be a sorcerer. I think he just went after him. I think his eyes were full of fire, full of deceit and all fraud, you son of the devil. Yeah. You enemy of righteousness, you cease perverting. You don't cease perverting the straight ways of the Lord. Yeah. Verse 11. Now indeed your hand of the Lord is on you. You'll be blind and not see the sun for a time. May God's miracles come back to reveal his power and his glory. Hallelujah. And the fruit of the story was, of course, the proconsul believed when he saw what had been going on. And you know, church, there's Christians that say we shouldn't have signs and wonders and miracles today. And to that I say, hogwash. Because signs and wonders and miracles will bring people to Christ. Not the only thing that brings people to Christ, but they'll get attention. Right? Miracles produce faith. Everyone say that. Miracles produce faith. Say it again. Miracles produce faith. All right. Let's look at another one. Chapter 14, verses 8 through 10. Now, this story is similar to the woman with the issue of blood for 12 years because Jesus saw her faith. Faith is visible. Everybody say that. Faith is visible. Okay? And in Lystra, a certain man without strength in his feet was sitting, a cripple at his mother's womb, who had never walked. That would be like having a baby, knowing their limbs couldn't work. The mother never picked him up by one arm and walked along and walked. Never got to do that. Never got to let go of his hand, watch him fall on his diaper or whatever he wore at that time. She never got to do any of that. Just taking care of him, laying. And this guy observed him intently and seeing that he had faith to be healed. 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 We need faith for the upcoming seasons that we have. We need to believe in the healing power. We need to be for a release of finances. We need to be for great revival. And he said with a loud voice, stand up. Straight on your feet. And he stood up, and he walked, and he leaped. And in another story of a lame man walking, it said, walking and leaping and praising God. Hallelujah. Isn't that great? Hallelujah. And the last one that we'll look at, called another one, and then I've also got an exhortation here along with this one. This is Acts chapter 14 out of the Passion Translation. And, you know, I'd kind of forgotten this. But this is a really awesome story. So some of the Jews who had opposed Paul and Barnabas in Antioch and Iconium arrived and stirred up the crowd against them. And they stoned Paul. And they dragged his body outside the city and left him for dead. Day one. Next verse. When the believers encircled his body, day one, he miraculously stood up, day one. Paul stood and immediately went back into the city, day one. The next day, he left with Barnabas for Derbe. Get my point? He was stoned to death and he was resurrected the same day. Why wait around? Why mess with it? Look, Paul! We need you. Come alive. Come alive. We need you. Get up. Get up out of the grave there, buddy. Shake those stones off. I just cannot imagine how much physically happened at that moment in time. How many bones were broken? How many bruises did he have? How many organs did he have that were crushed or maimed or did he have a facelift? Just beat the pulp, take rocks and just beat the pulp out of him, right? Was his nose still connected? Was his ears, our ears still connected? Can you imagine his body mutilated by these stones? And the same day, he got it all back. Hallelujah. Somebody ought to be shouting hallelujah. Yeah, that's awesome. What a story. 21, thank you. After preaching the wonderful news of the gospel there, and winning a large number of followers. Now, this is day two. And winning a number of followers to Jesus. They retraced their steps and revisited Lystra, Iconium, and Antioch. And each place they went, this is my job as pastor, to strengthen your life and encourage you to go deeper in the faith. That is my goal. I've told everybody today that. That is my goal in life. People ask you, what do you do? Well, I want to strengthen your lives of the believers, and I want to encourage you to go deeper in your faith. If you think you've arrived, you haven't. We need to go deeper in our faith. Amen? Now, that's a word of the Lord right there. Those two things, to be strengthened and to go deeper in the faith. Now, and I love that. Now, I got to check something here. Yeah, backing up to 21, Larry, please. I love this. After preaching, what? We have wonderful news. We need to tell people, I got some really wonderful news. Jesus is Lord, and he's coming back. For his church is filled with glory and power and strength. Hallelujah. Okay, let's go on to 22. Thank you, Larry. And they taught them it's necessary for us to enter into the realm of God's kingdom because that's the only way we endure our many trials and persecutions. Anybody have any trials? Count it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials, knowing this, that the testing of your faith, everyone say, testing of my faith, will produce endurance, and let endurance have a perfect result, that you may be mature, completely mature, lacking in nothing. Count it all joy. Whatever trials you got coming up, count it all joy. And they taught them it's necessary to enter into God's realm because the only way we endure our many trials and persecutions. Verse 23. Do we have a 23, Larry, or is that it? I think that's it. So, we're either going into a trial. Say, I'm going in. I'm coming out of a trial. Say, coming out. I'm in the middle of a trial. Middle of. Some of those. All of those. But never none of those. I'm sorry, that's my saying. I mean, one of these days you're going to wake up in the morning, I remember Pastor Mike, none of those. Never none of them. Always going to be something, right? Now, I don't like them any more than you do, to be honest about it. I like it when things are good. But we have to make sure we're ready to endure what God has in store for us. Amen? Let's stand. Say, I'm ready. I'm ready for a greater measure of the power of God. Father, we are ready. We stand here. Living Word Church stands here. Ready for a greater manifestation of your power in our lives so that we can walk uprightly before you in this season, in this hour. Lord, help us to be careful what we hear and who we hear it from and how we handle what we hear. The truth that comes forth, Father. And in the ensuing days and weeks coming up here, Father, we thank you that in the name of Jesus, we thank you that Jesus is Lord. We thank you that Jesus is Lord. And Father, we pray for our country. We pray for the United States of America, Father, that that name will stay. And that we would stand in righteousness as Mary helps us prophesy each and every week. Father, we pray for our election process. We pray for truth. Pray for no lies, no deceit. In Jesus' name. So, Father, thank you that we're ready. Say, I'm ready. I'm ready for the battle. I'm up to it. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah, amen. So may the Lord bless us and keep us. May the Lord make his face shine upon us and be gracious unto us. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon us and give us his peace. His health, his peace, and his prosperity. In Jesus' name, everybody shouted amen.